WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. More free parking could become available in College Station's Northgate District. Mayor Nancy Berry says it was requested by Northgate business owners.
They would like some free spots, and so we're going to make the promenade free from 11 to 2 or 3, mm-hmm. so the lunch hour is free. And we're going to change the new rates to parking lots, meters, and garage to full to get our costs back, you know, break even there.
The council learned at last night's meeting the rate changes will take effect by August 19th. The council approved delivery parking at the back of the promenade mornings between 7 and 11. Also, the council approved new zoning to allow microbreweries in Northgate. 5 years after being approved by College Station voters, construction starts this fall on a new freeway interchange at Rock Prairie Road. The Texas Transportation Commission yesterday awarded the $5.4 million project. Completion is projected in the spring of 2015. The city had budgeted $740,000 to buy right-of-way and easements along Rock Prairie from the freeway to Norman Drive, which is between the Med and Brian Bachman Park. Bryan College Station is one of the best places to live in the U.S., according to Kiplinger's Personal Finance. The Twin Cities rank third and are the only city from Texas to place. Rankings are based on factors such as size, schools, home prices, and job opportunities, and will appear in the September 2013 issue. The only questions College Station City Council asked last night before approving a list of budget amendments were about new synthetic turf fields at Veterans Park. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz was asked why the total cost went up by $600,000.
We missed the numbers a little bit. We had a consultant come in and give us numbers of what the other projects that they've done, and we missed it. We undershot it.
About one-fourth of the $4.4 million project is additional parking.
Just over $1 million alone just for parking. And if you all are aware of the situation, Veterans Park, parking is at a premium. So we did not want to skimp in that area.
The fields will have lights bright enough for games to be seen on television, and a flood control pond will also be built. The $450 million redevelopment of Kyle Field now has the approval of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. That follows funding agreements between A&M, the City of College Station, Brazos County, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. CVB President Shannon Overby, who just returned from a national conference, says it's a first.
There's certainly been a lot of buzz, not just within our community, about the game changer that these agreements will create, but other cities all across the nation are looking at us going, how did you do that? We want to do something like that in our own community.
A&M is getting $36 million over the next 30 years from increases in the local hotel occupancy tax. In return, the CVB gets to rent university facilities at reduced rates for tourism and convention-related events. A longtime employee at the City of Bryan has added responsibilities. Water Services Director Mark Jurica's work includes code enforcement.
So junk vehicles, high weeds and grass, open storage, those kind of things are going to be new to me. Signs, those are new over here. So we've taken all these eight individuals, put them under one roof right now at the Nerve Center, the mothership. We're going to try to take these people and put a dynamic blend. So we want to cross-train.
Jurica says eight employees will be cross-trained to handle more duties.
It goes from as small as just a sign on a utility pole to something being illegally dumped into the sewer system it could be colors on a building.
Bryan residents and business owners are encouraged to call in questions and complaints to 209-5900. Tuesday.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Texas A&M soccer and volleyball are back in August. Both of these Aggie squads took home SEC Western Division titles in their first seasons in the league. Soccer annually features one of the strongest schedules in the country, and volleyball will host national power Florida State in addition to several SEC foes. It's affordable family fun. Log on to AggieAthletics.com for season ticket information. They are available now. Aggie soccer and Aggie volleyball just around the corner.
It's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Texas.
Wait a minute. I just played that. Let's do some weather, okay?
All week long, we've been dealing with high pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, and we find it there again this morning. Stalled frontal system in the extreme northeastern part of the state's responsible for the storms we're seeing off to our north. Today, partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 95. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, the risk of a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, highs near 95. Sun on Sunday, the chance of a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think I stepped on Cat's tongue a minute ago. I apologize for that.
Meow.
Yeah. Is that what it sounded like?
I don't know.
Okay, here you go. Six high-tech companies. Cat, I'm sorry I stepped on your tongue.
Okay, I figured probably someone was on the phone, and
I just cut the news off.
Well, that's all right. Okay. I forgive you, Scott.
Thank you.
The news was brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe.
Atta girl!
There!
Atta girl!
They paid for it.
They did. Wow, because my log says it's Merry Maids, but never mind.
Merry Maids is later.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
That's 8:30.
Oh, gosh. Well, this one says 8:03, but okay. Little inside for you there, folks. How six tech companies got their names. Twitter. Back when Twitter was in its infancy, it was a nameless company that went by the working name of Status. Well, the creators realized how lame and obvious that was, so they decided to hold the much-needed brainstorming session. Basically, they wanted a name that captured the mobile aspect of the product, especially the vision of using, you know, you're having your friends' pockets buzzing all hours of the day and night, and they thought, Twitch. And so from Twitch, they came up with Twitch and then Twitter. And so Twitter is what they... BlackBerry, here, hey, Mr. former Crackberry, Jay Sokol.
Yo.
When did you get that thing?
Probably about 2000. It was right after I left here.
Yeah, he's an early adopter. He was, he's the first one who had that thing. And it was really great because it weighed about 4 pounds, and he put it in his pocket, and he walked leaning over to one side.
I put it on the belt buckle.
Belt clip. When RIM needed a name for their most popular device, they turned to the Lexicon Branding Company in California. According to Lexicon, names linked to the word email led to an increased blood pressure from people. So they tried to come up with something that was a little more playful and non-deadly. Somebody mentioned that the buttons looked like seeds. And so they tried to come up with all sorts of seedy fruits, and they settled on BlackBerry. So there you are. Yahoo, in 1994, before Yahoo was Yahoo, it was a non-searchable website dictionary with the most incredible name, David and Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web. Unfortunately, David and Jerry turned to the dictionary to give it a much catchier name, because I kind of like David and Jerry.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a famous ice cream company.
Well, and that's probably the confusion, though. So, anyway, Yahoo technically stands for yet another hierarchical, hierarchical, right? Another hierarchical officious oracle. So that's what Yahoo stands for. Because, after all, Yahoo was supposed to be rude and unsophisticated.
That'll win you a beer at a bar.
It would. That's how they got it. Hotmail was launched in 1996 when everything was described as hot. But actually, Hotmail was originally capitalized as a capital H, little O, capital T, capital M, and a capital L. HTML. See, and then they just plugged in some extra letters. And then Skype. Because Skype is peer-to-peer contact that happens over a mysterious magical connection, was originally called Sky Peer-to-Peer. And they just squozed that together and made it Skype. So, there you go.
Didn't Alta Vista just within the last couple of weeks finally go away?
It did.
Because you used to be such an Alta Vista
geek. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But I think it finally, and it may be owned by Yahoo. That may be
really?
Who has it. But
wow.
Finally.
Yeah, I gotta go grab that audio of You've Got Mail just in case people have never heard that, because, you know, there are people. I had to write somebody the other day, and their email was AOL. I went, wow.
Yeah, it happens.
Well, you're the one, huh? Okay. All right, so Jay Sokol's here this morning from the City of College Station. What's going on?
Our guest today, Gary Logan from your College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
That's it. How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys.
Welcome back. What you got for us today?
A lot going on league and event-wise. Mm-hmm. Our fall registrations are coming up. All info, of course, is going to be on the website. I've got a couple handy notes here. We've biggest thing, of course, me being here almost 6 months now.
Yes, that's right.
After I migrated from Mississippi.
I was going to say, okay, now have you got maroon in your blood yet for Saturdays now?
It's still maroon / red.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's going to be a challenge when A&M plays Ole Miss. All but right. We'll see how that one goes.
Okay. All right.
I'll see if I can find a split shirt or something. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, we've got a couple things that are being new implemented. The main one on the youth side is the NFL flag football. It's a really, really fun program for the kids, and that they'll all get to wear NFL jerseys that are reversible.
Okay.
So it's a real good deal for them. It gives them a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. I'm playing for the Cowboys or Texans or whatever your flavor
sure.
is. So
okay.
That's on the youth side. The adults, we've been playing around with some league awards. So now
let's go back to kids. What age group we're talking about there?
Oh, for the little ones, that's that's like 5 years old all the way up to eight,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right.
Then going on to the adults.
All right, the adults, we've been playing around with some things, mainly the league awards. Used to, they've just been getting shirts, and now we've kind of changed things up a bit. So
we're going to get trophies and ribbons?
That's right. Right. Everybody gets a ribbon.
Everybody gets a green ribbon.
10th place.
There you go.
Now, we're doing things like tumblers and just, you know, cups, just various award prizes. Just, you know, just give them something a little different that's
sure.
a little bit more fun. So, you know, just trying to implement some new things on, you know, each league as it comes along. That's the league side. The event side, we've got two major projects coming up. One, the huge one, is next week, the ASA 14U Southern National coming into town, a girls' fast pitch national championship.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have over 40 teams from four states here, so it'll be a lot of visitors in town, a lot of people hanging out at the restaurants. And,
sure. You're spending money hotel, like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love it. So that'll be a really, really fun one. The different one, doing a little fun there, we're having an opening ceremony at Adamson Lagoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm kind of anti-old-fashioned when it comes to the traditional opening ceremony on a softball field.
Something different.
Right, so we're going to do it at a pool.
Okay.
And then the last one, which I want to save to last because you might be interested in playing, is senior games.
Yeah, I know. I've already heard that from the mayor.
Oh, sorry. Right. I couldn't resist.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I'm seeing a trend here.
Yeah, no kidding. Really. All right, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Couldn't resist. Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, we got a full event list there. My fun one is pickleball, if you've never heard of it.
What is that?
Google it when you get a chance
right,
so you can see them play. But the best way to describe it in 5 seconds or less is it's in between tennis and ping pong. So
okay.
That's the best way to describe
it. Like it'll work. Okay.
Pickleball?
What's the website if they need some more information?
CSTX.gov/parks is our homepage for the Parks and Rec website. Of course, athletics, seniors, you know, click on all those tabs on the left to get the specific info.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you all for having me.
And you?
Technically, the first day to file to be a candidate for College Station City Council November 5th is tomorrow. But the challenge is finding our city secretary who is going into hiding on a Saturday.
Yeah. So you really don't want to have anything to do with it, right?
Yeah. Fax an application in, but they won't find it till Monday. So anyway, really, Monday's your first chance to file for a place on the ballot. And the filing period is running through the 26th of August. So there you go. More information at cstx.gov/elections.
There you go. It's Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Our community segment is brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Kyle Cassell joins us in just a minute.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
819 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing good. I'm back home again.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. This has kind of been, it's interesting. If you look at where the needle was on Monday and you look at where the needle is on Friday, it's the same place. But, I mean, there was some moving back and forth at least this week, some talking behind the scenes as far as transportation. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, I was paying attention to my Twitter, and I was talking to the folks in the know in Austin, and I thought we had a deal struck Wednesday night late, and by the time we got there Thursday at 2, it had all fallen apart.
tends to happen over there a little bit, huh?
Well, we've got a difference of opinion, and we've got a little bit of work to do. The good news is we agree that there's a need. We look at the fact that we lost the transportation bill in the first special, but, you know, that was kind of a Band-Aid. I love the fact that we've put in time in and trying to help do something permanent for transportation. As the state grows, I mean, it's vital to good service, to our people getting around. And, I mean, heck, we know how crowded it is on Highway 6 alone. And you look at my district, I was in Marlin last night after session, and 77 has issues, 35 and 6. We've got some big needs that we need to address, and this legislation will do that once the Senate and the House come to some sort of an agreement.
Well, and so folks understand, I mean, the current House plan is a little more complicated than what the Senate's doing. You're adding about $1 billion a year to the state's highway fund. The House plan would end really kind of a longstanding diversion of that nickel of the state's 20-cent per gallon gas tax to Texas public schools. And I know, obviously, that's something that y'all are trying to respond to. That
right, and I think that's where the confusion and the, you know, the Senate, rightfully so, is concerned that the citizens of Texas think we're not going to put that money back into education, but we are going to. You know, our side of the House side and the argument is we want to discontinue every diversion and try to be more transparent, and I like that aspect, but, you know, if it's going to be what holds it up, the negotiators will be the final say on that. Hopefully they'll come up with a deal and we can get this done on Monday before Mr. Perry calls us back for a third special session, because it will be hot in August.
It will. And we remind people that the key number really is that you need 100 votes in the House, because the end result is this is a referendum, and so you need 100 out of 150 in the House to vote for it, and it's going to be hard to be able to put together that group, I'm sure.
It is. We were counting folks yesterday at 2 p.m., and as we recessed till 3:30, and then we recessed again till 4:30, waiting for the Senate to send us something over. You know, our numbers were dwindling by the minute, and I don't know if we ever had 120 people in the House yesterday. It's summertime. People are on vacation. People are trying to get in their district and see what's going on. So gathering the troops on a Monday afternoon, we're going to have to start working hard over the weekend.
Sure. Now, and that's because the session is set to end on Tuesday. Now, kind of into your crystal ball, or from what you may be hearing in the hallways, if there ends up being a third session, anything else that's going to be on the call besides transportation?
Transportation is the key, and that has been a bargaining chip for TRBs that we talked about last week,
right.
And I know Mr. Rainey has been preaching and talking about, and hopefully we can get that taken care of, especially for this community.
Yeah,
well, we talked about last week.
In some way. Now, he said that he gave up his lease on his condo over there and was staying in a $40 a night hotel. Have you still got a place over there if you got a third session, or what are you going to have to do?
I had my place through August 11th, and I sublet it to one of my colleagues' son who's interning with the Supreme Court, and I have been driving back and forth. So Highway 21 and 71 and I are very good friends.
Yeah, well, we probably ought to do a study to find out, you know, exactly, because obviously Senator Schwertner doesn't have to, from a travel standpoint, it doesn't impact him very much because he's right up the road. But how far do state reps, you know, have to live away from Austin before they make that decision as to whether they're going to stay in there or whether they're going to make the drive? And obviously 100 miles is not too bad, but for those guys and gals who are maybe doing 200 or 250 miles, I could see where it'd be a real chore, that's for sure.
It is, and we go back to the transportation issue. You know, some of these roads, especially 21 to 71, you know, I don't want to be on those roads late at night.
Yep.
At some parts, we've got a lot of construction going on just north of Bastrop due to the fires and other issues. So I chose to stay, and it makes, you know, when you're there on the floor for 12, 15 hours, it's hard to turn around and drive home.
No,
you know, we've got 90-something miles. I think it takes about an hour and 45. And, you know, Mr. Rainey's very fortunate. He comes back this way. Like last night, I left the house and went straight up 35 to Rosebud Lot to an economic meeting for the Falls County group, and back down 6. So I've got a big triangle between 35 and 6 and 21.
Well, as we've said, it looks like a congressional district. It's plenty big.
You know, and
that's sure.
You know, it's good to have a good relationship with Congressman Flores, because we, you know, folks sometimes or fuzzy on if it's the state or the federal government's job. So, you know, I'm glad that Bill's got a good team. I work with James Edge and crew here and his crew up north. We get along well, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, anyway, we hope you're done with business and we can do a wrap-up call next week, but I'm kind of thinking that we'll be talking about that third session if we talk next Friday.
What have we delayed this wrap-up call for about 6 weeks now?
Yeah, exactly. We keep thinking this is the last one. Anyway, we know it'll end eventually. Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays when they're in session. Thanks a lot for the time this morning, Kyle.
Scott, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
It's 8:25.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're bundled in two do-it-all packages. Choose the 32 Special or the 38 Special and get a John Deere 3032E or a 3038E tractor, plus a John Deere loader and a Frontier shredder, all with 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 7/31/13, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The appeal of Central America. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. More Americans are looking south of the border, in many cases far south, to find places to stretch their retirement dollars or buy second homes. The Wall Street Journal says Panama, Belize, and Nicaragua are increasingly competing with Mexico and Costa Rica. The nations are luring foreigners and their retirement incomes with tax breaks on everything from cars to construction materials. Control of the American video game maker Activision Blizzard will change. Vivendi of France plans to sell most of its stake in Activision to the company and its management in a deal worth more than $8 billion. Lululemon Athletica is trying to convince more men to wear its brand of clothing, which has long been associated with women and yoga. The athletic wear maker is providing uniforms for this weekend's Wall Street Decathlon, a charity event in New York. Most of the bankers, traders, and analysts who will take part will be men. Stock futures are still lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18, at participating stores, limited time offer.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this?
Caviar.
Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live?
Chic.
Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
And at RV Station in Bryan, America, we make it easy to take your favorite little buddy camping. Folks, about the only thing hotter than a Texas summer are the prices at RV Station in Bryan. Start making memories with your family at a brand new 2013 Puma Bunkhouse, only $16,500. Now that price is red hot. Stock number 15-46. Need your prices just a little bit hotter? How about take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300 MP toy hauler, the number one selling toy hauler in North America. Sale price $52,995. Stock number 2397. As always, you get the RV Station promise. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands built to last for decades. Folks, come see us. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's national attention about funding agreements recently approved to help pay for the redevelopment of Kyle Field. Convention and Visitors Bureau President Shannon Overby says it was a conversation topic during a convention last week in Orlando.
As far as I understand it, with a university, we are the first ones to pull a university, two cities, and a county all together to get something like this done.
And she's working on bringing all the parties together to celebrate what she considers to be a historic achievement.
Because there's certainly been a lot of buzz, not just within our community, about the game changer that these agreements will create, but other cities all across the nation are looking at us.
Increasing the local hotel occupancy tax will generate $36 million for the project. In return, A&M reduced rates at university facilities for the CVB to bring in convention and tourism business. The $450 million project has also received the approval of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. Kiplinger's Personal Finance has named Bryan College Station as one of the top 10 places to live in the country. The Twin Cities rank third. Rankings are based on populations and job availability, home pricing, schools, and healthcare access. More than $4 million is going into improvements at Veterans Park. The College Station City Council approved a budget amendment last night for the project. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says the project is much more than adding two synthetic turf fields.
Over $1 million is just parking. You have several hundred thousand into the detention pond. You have several hundred thousand into the sidewalk access, the lighting.
Schmidt says it's for more than the return of the state 7-on-7 football championships.
One is youth soccer, the other is youth and older soccer. And in between that, we have a lacrosse tournament. So we've already booked those in, and that's at a time when we normally don't have the fields available. So we already have people knocking on our door to use those facilities.
Funding comes from College Station's hotel occupancy tax. More construction will be starting along the Earl Rudder Freeway. At least 5 years in the making are improvements at the freeway interchange at Rock Prairie Road. A $5.4 million contract was awarded yesterday by the Texas Transportation Commission. Construction starts this fall and is expected to be completed in the spring of 2015. In 2008, College Station voters passed a bond issue to buy right-of-way to expand Rock Prairie from the freeway to Norman Drive between Brian Bachman Park and the Med. The College Station City Council took up three items involving the Northgate District. Mayor Nancy Berry says city staff and business owners came up with another location for short-term delivery parking.
It's still a work in progress. It's not, 100%, but we're looking at taking a back part of the promenade parking lot from 7 a.m. to 11 and making that a temporary loading zone.
The council also heard about parking rate changes that will start by August 19th. There will be free parking at the promenade over lunch hours and higher rates at other times. Also, Northgate zoning was changed to allow microbreweries. Online at WTAW.com, you can get more information about all three issues. A reorganization of Bryan City employees has moved the code enforcement department under Public Works. The new supervisor is Water Services Director Mark Jurica.
Instead of having four people specialize in one thing, we'll have eight people who can do everything. Send these folks out within the city, have more feet on the ground, hopefully have a more observant crew, and hopefully provide a better service to our residents and to our customers.
Bryan business owners and residents are also invited to report concerns and ask questions.
It's just in general, the standards which the city council's put forward, that we want to make sure that those standards are being met and we have a fair and a uniform playing field for everybody within the city to operate under.
The Public Works phone number is 209-5900. A subcommittee in the U.S. House took testimony yesterday on legislation proposed by Congressman Bill Flores, giving states regulatory control over the oil production practice of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Testimony included an illustration using an iPad.
The thing that makes that iPad work is the charger. But if you look at this great increase in natural gas production that we've had of abundant, inexpensive natural gas, it's caused a revolution in manufacturing jobs. And what is it that's put us in that position? It's because the new technologies we're using in hydraulic fracturing, essentially the charger for our natural gas world that we have today in the United States, this new environment, is hydraulic fracturing.
Flores says his bill is in response to at least 10 federal agencies who want to regulate fracking. And the state legislature remains divided over what to ask voters to increase highway funding. Representative John Rainey O'Brien says the House doesn't have 100 votes supporting the Senate plan.
They put a $6 billion minimum for the rainy day fund to not drop below, and I don't know whether that's going to pass in the House. I know that probably a lot of the real conservative Republicans would be voting for it, but it puts in danger some of the education funding, and I don't think we're going to get much help from Democrats on that, so I'm not sure we can get 100 votes.
100 votes are necessary out of the House for voters to consider a constitutional amendment. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well, but there are also a lot of people that love great styles, styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Good morning. It's 8:37. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
All week long, we've been dealing with high pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, and we find it there again this morning. Stalled frontal system in the extreme northeastern part of the state's responsible for the storms we're seeing off to our north. Today, partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 95. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, the risk of a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, highs near 95. Sun on Sunday, the chance of a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm just saying, I think those people in Oklahoma have probably had enough. Don't know exactly how much rain they got, but that area that's just about Oklahoma City. And this glob of red stuff is actually down into North Texas, pretty deeply, Denton. Sherman Denison, Wichita Falls, all that. Of course, Wichita Falls needs a bath anytime it can get it.
Just that saying. Was mean.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Google now accounts for 25% of all internet traffic.
Whew.
New study by Deepfield, this is a data internet research firm, says that includes some 60% of all internet devices, including computers and smartphones, as well as game consoles, home media appliances, and other embedded devices like Apple TV, Xbox 360, and your mobile apps. 25% of all internet traffic. The rest is Anthony Weiner. The folks at the public policy polling have released a new poll this week. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I guess they ran out of questions to ask at the public policy polling place. Hey, you like that? That's alliteration.
That is nice.
This week they're asking about air travel, finding 16% of the participants support allowing passengers to carry gubs on planes. How does 16% of the participants? Now, broken down by political party, that's favored by 6% of the Democrats, about 30% of the Republicans. Other things that they found out, 48% of U.S. Americans feel safer in a car than in a plane. Really? Although 65% think they'd die in a car crash, which is statistically more likely.
I think part of it is, in a car, you're the one in control. Or at least you feel like you are.
Sure.
Versus in a plane where it's all up to, you know, did somebody put crack in the captain's coffee? We don't know.
Well, and the other thing is, a sudden stop in a car doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
If you're in an airplane, you have a sudden stop.
Your feet go through your head.
Yeah, something like that. Favorite airline?
Mm-hmm. It's not the fall, it's the bounce.
That's right. Airline, Southwest tops the list at 43%.
Let front landing gear or not.
Yeah, really. Somebody missed that one. That's supposed to come down last. Referring to the landing in New York at NTSB just went ahead and threw the pilot under the plane, so to speak. And, said that the nose gear touched first. It's not designed to do that. Anyway, Southwest at 43%, followed by Delta at 11%. Now, you know what? You can say what you will about Southwest, but if you got Southwest being named as the top airline at a 43, and the number two is three times less than that, almost four times less than that, you've done pretty well. Then United and JetBlue are tied at 9%. American at 6%.
Eek.
You're below JetBlue, American?
Eek.
U.S. Air at 5%.
That's a bad day.
That is a bad day. 47% say that obese people, 47% say poop people.
That was loud.
It was loud, wasn't it? Sorry about that. Buy two airplane seats. They should be required to buy two airplane seats. 47% say they should have to buy two airplane seats. And 37% disagree. So... on the ground, taking Amtrak train is popular with 46% of U.S. travelers. But, you know, how many people have actually even been on an Amtrak? You know what I'm saying? Especially in this part of the country. You know, for a while we had Amtrak service here, and we did the show from the train one time. And
really?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
I had no idea.
Yep. Yeah, we went from Dallas to College Station, and we did the show, and, you know, we weren't done. And so we got had a little sleeper. It's a pretty cool deal. It's about 3 feet wide and about 7 feet long.
Did Tom sleep?
I don't know. I had my own. I'm not sure.
I meant during the show.
Oh, did he? Oh, no. I think he was awake. Yeah, I think he was awake. Sokol was with us for that. Anyway, we did that one time.
That's cool.
They don't do that anymore, though. All right, let's see what else we got to go. Oh, and by the way, speaking of sleep, if you're not sleeping well, it could be a sign of a full moon. Here we go with that again. Researchers believe that lunar cycles play a role in some people's sleeping patterns. The current journal Biology notes 33 volunteers were sent to bed in a tightly controlled laboratory condition. They spent two separate nights in the lab, but didn't know what the study was for. Well, on the night of the full moon, the volunteers took longer to nod off and had a poorer sleep quality. Then they also had a dip in their levels of melatonin, which is the hormone that is linked to natural body clock cycles. So they're saying that. Don't know if it's true. Okay, let's see. Monopoly. Have the three of us played Monopoly?
Yes.
Okay.
Not together.
No, that's true. But you have played Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a new shorter form of Monopoly.
Shorter.
Great.
Yeah. Hasbro's new Monopoly Empire, in which players compete to amass the most big-name brands like Coca-Cola, Xbox, and McDonald's, can be completed in as little as 30 minutes.
Sounds like advertising in disguise.
Well, it could be. But the thing is, it used to be that you actually sat down and played the game. You know what I mean? You actually...
Or got cheated by your older cousins.
Well, that could also happen. You could land on somebody's piece of property where they had hotels and, just at each alive.
Or I always wanted to land on free parking.
Well, you know, and see, now here's the other deal. They also, they're beginning to remove the jail. That speeds up the pace and also
It's politically incorrect to go to jail?
Sure, exactly. Removes a crucial safe zone in the latter stages of the game. Monopoly isn't the only game that is adopting changes in... I love this. Monopoly isn't the only game adapting to changes in kids' time commitments. No, Mom, I can't commit more than 27 minutes to Monopoly. I have to go do fill in the blank.
See, Ritalin.
Yeah.
/ Adderall / ADD problem.
Scrabble has a fast and furious version of the game that can be completed in just 2.5 minutes
Who
now.
Who cares?
Yeah, and there are speedy versions of Boggle and Rubik's Cubes on the market, too.
Rubik's Cube, okay. Scrabble, yeah, don't get me started.
It's going to tire me out to do all these fast versions.
Apparently, it's all because kids are busier than ever between gymnastics class, test prep course. Oh, test prep courses. Please deliver me.
Maybe they're talking about, you know, kids in a foreign country or
something. Yeah, not U.S. American kids. And, of course, texting. Yeah, you think? There's just no time in the day left to play a game that lasts hours and hours and hours. So toy manufacturers like Hasbro tailoring board games to make them faster.
See, that's not true. There's plenty of time to play for hours and hours and hours. It's called an Xbox.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, actually, you know, I know somebody who has a toy store, and actually there's a very large room of board games and toys. I mean, there are... So it's true that there may be a segment of the population, but there also is a segment of the population just as much who is wanting to do the things like encourage bonding.
Or play Settlers of Catan for 3 hours.
Yeah, well, you can do that, too, if you wanted to. And but also, I mean, you think about it. I mentioned Monopoly, and you talked about your cousins, you know, cheating you out of money. But, you know, it was a memory that you made. You know, it's an interaction with your family, which is something that you want to do.
She's now stained for life.
Yeah,
but,
I know,
you know, you remember it.
That's okay. Well, no,
I wasn't saying that I was necessarily cheated.
Oh, just that it does happen.
It happens.
Oh. I think, but yesterday, didn't we give her a chance to cleanse her childhood problems? Isn't that right?
Yes,
what did we do yesterday?
We sat down on the radio recliner.
You told me that reading in the dark is not what
ruined
my eyes.
That's right, exactly.
So you said I just was born with deformed eyeballs.
Yeah, well, that may be. That you're going to have to struggle with. I can't help you with that.
So the Infomaniacs, informative and good for you.
Exactly. It can make you a healthier person. So if you're in the market for a sporty new 2014 sedan, Consumer Reports says you might want to skip the Chevy Impala. Not because there's anything wrong with it, but because you may not be able to find one soon, thanks to the glowing review that it received from Consumer Reports. The Consumer Reports folks did their ranking in the 2014 Chevy Impala Best in Its Category, which is your large sedan.
Really?
Yep. First time in more than 20 years, the auto editors at Consumer Reports have rated a domestic model as the best sedan in the market. They rated the car to 95 out of 100, calling it excellent. In fact, a score of 95 makes the new Impala among the highest-rated cars that they have ever reviewed at Consumer Reports.
What was it up against, does it say?
I don't know who else is in that category. There's, I guess, the Ford Taurus? I don't know if that's a large sedan. We'll have to go.
A Cadillac would be a large, or is that a luxury sedan?
That's a luxury. Yeah, I think they're probably in a different class. We'll have to, I'll go dig around and see. Last year, Consumer Reports rated the previous versions of the Impala at a 63 out of 100. So I would say they elevated their game. Not bad. 95
no question.
Out of 100 right there.
Chrysler
it's
needed
a great
it.
Time to visit Royal Key Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. Also on Saturdays at Royalty Pecans, free wine tastings from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month. Make plans to spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Royalty Pecan Farms, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and 0%
interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much, I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook Inc.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boy, here's some more numbers. This is amazing. Having to do with the Chevrolet Impalas. We said it did a 63 last year. Got a 95 this year. Let's see. We've seen a number of redesigned American models, including the Chrysler 300, the Ford Escape, the Fusion, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. But the Impala surprised the magazine's auto testers with its agility, braking, paint, and interior quality, plus quiet and roomy cab. It scored 32 points higher than the previous models of this utilitarian car. The only car, let's see, other cars that it beat, for instance, it beat the Audi, the Chrysler 300, the Toyota Avalon, and the Lexus LS460.
Wow.
Impala's starting price of $27,000 seems like a bargain. The Audi costs $15,000 more. The Lexus base price is $72,000, which means you could buy two Impalas and have change left over. The only cars that it did not beat were the Tesla, which is really pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's $100,000 plus.
Something like that. Tesla Model S and the BMW 135i Coupe with a base price of $39,300. Anyhow, pretty good news, though, for the Chevyites of the world out there.
Okay. Chevyites.
Well, why not?
I like that.
Michael Bublé, you like him?
I like Michael Bublé.
Yeah, he does pretty well. If you're looking for a celebrity wedding singer, here's a tip. Don't ask Michael Bublé. The singer told an Irish publication that he is asked to sing at weddings every single day. Bublé says, quote, "I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be there, but of course I'll never be there. But there is one sneaky way to get him to sing," he said. "Just invite him and get him to start drinking." His quote, "Even now, friends have weddings, even if they're celebrities, and they ask me to sing, and I say no, just invite me and let me be a guest." Continuing with a quote, "And then, of course, I'm hammered 2 hours later, and they can't stop me from singing."
At least he's honest.
That's right, and it sounds like he'd be a really fun guest if he's getting hammered. All right, here you go. Halliburton now admits that it destroyed evidence related to the Macondo well that ruptured. They destroyed evidence.
Yep.
They destroyed it, it says, during their internal investigation. Oh, wait, please don't look through those over the shred. Oh, golly, there's a pile of rubble there.
Doggone it.
Yeah. They did not really go into what went wrong or who was to blame. Once again, we're shocked over that. They'll pay a fine, which they probably won't notice, but nonetheless, there you go. McDonald's predicting a tough year in sales. Although profits only rose 4% last year, the company's CEO says they're still pressing ahead with the idea of trying to adapt to the changing eating habits with items like veggie-filled chicken wraps and egg white breakfast sandwiches. Good luck. That's not what people go there to eat. I'm just saying.
I agree.
Dolce & Gabbana threatening to shut down their business altogether if their tax evasion conviction in Milan is not overturned. I mean, there is a Dolce & Gabbana, you know, that's Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana, found guilty of tax evasion. Howsomever, they're looking at maybe moving their operation to New York. Imagine that. See how that would work out. Well, you know, we've seen the pictures of the new baby, what, George Alexander Lewis?
Yes.
Do you think they're Seinfeld fans? I mean, George Costanza?
No.
Played by Jason Alexander in the Julia Louis Drive?
Oh, okay. All
right. Well, you could argue he's named after Louis from the sports station.
Probably not.
His name is George Alexander Louis.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, apparently the Jungle Jam swaddling blanket that the little prince was shown in, riding in the car seat on the ride home, they're sold out of that.
Well, duh.
Yeah, another little blankie that is made by the G.H. Hurt Company, experiencing delays because of the high demand, and that the blankie that the baby was wrapped in on the hospital steps, $70. They're sold out of that, too. So.
Wow. I think that as a royal family, they could, you know, have somebody that loved them enough to make them some homemade stuff.
Well, you know, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But they probably, well, they have people to do that. All right, here we go. They're already predicting that Hugh Jackman's Wolverine will be the top box office movie this weekend. opening grosses for the weekend will likely be $65 million. Only other new movie opening is The To-Do List, which is in around 600 theaters compared to about 4,000 for Wolverine. So it's an action adventure, it says here. I've never seen it before, but
it looked really cool.
He has claws, is that right?
Yeah, he's an X-Men.
Okay.
Yeah. He was genetically modified.
Yes. Oh!
It's andantanium or something like
but
that.
But somehow really? A lot of Japanese culture is going to play into this movie.
Why
so
is that?
I don't know. Oh. I just know that from the commercials that I saw for it, you could tell that it would have a lot of Japanese culture.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I thought it looked really interesting. I like X-Men anyway.
There you go. For old guys like me, it's been 30 years since The Big Chill was released, and there'll be a reunion of the cast members. That's Glenn Close, Tom Berenger, Meg Tilly.
I forgot she was in that.
Yeah, Mary Kay Place, Jo Beth Williams, at the upcoming International Film Festival in Toronto. Lawrence Kasdan will be on hand as well. Larry Kasdan has written some pretty neat stuff. He wrote the screenplay for Star Wars.
Really?
He wrote the screenplay for Big Chill. And he also wrote the screenplay for Silverado. And if you see Silverado and then you see Star Wars, you can see how they were written by the same person. Because Silverado is basically Star Wars, you know, in the Old West.
With six guns.
Yeah, or Star Wars would be, or Silverado would be, you know, they're almost interchangeable. Much the same type of characters as well, the Kevin Costner character, much like Han Solo. It is. So if you've never done that, do a Larry Kasdan weekend. All right, it's about 3 till.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much, I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford discount $11,000 or a new Ford Escape for $21,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got a new Ford Fusion for $298 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
I'm just going to...